gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. Phlox are considered the backbone of many cutting gardens. And right now in my St. Matthew's flower beds, the phlox are making a tremendous show. 3 feet tall and masses of purples, pinks, and whites. A vase filled with them not only brings charm to a room, but a delicate fragrance. And while other flowers have gaps from insect feeding, my phlox are so pretty I could put them in a flower show. But phlox in Zone 8B gardens are a relatively new phenomenon. The original phlox paniculatas were so susceptible to powdery mildew that most South Carolinians couldn't grow them. With the remarkably mildew-resistant cultivars now on the market, the only reason you couldn't have a bed of gorgeous phlox is that they are irresistible to deer, and I don't think deer resistance is part of any ongoing research study.